From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Another month and another business meeting was held on May 26 at the clubhouse, with others joining in via Zoom. From Ipswich Wison, a reminder the biggest event of the year is the annual Guzzler on July 19 and 20. Currently there's about 14 volunteers, but 24 is the magic number needed to cover all safety checkpoints. The club receives a substantial donation from the organisers, which goes straight to offsetting costs for the club and running the clubhouse. Remember, not all volunteers need to be licensed if they're partnered with someone who is. If you have family or friends that might be keen to help, please enlist their services. Non-licensed volunteers can also help with other important tasks on the checkpoints, such as noting runner numbers as they pass through. If you can help, please contact Paul McDonald today via email vk4pmcpaul@outlook.com. And last month, the club welcomed another two new members, Alex McCree and Ben Skinner, both put forward by Greg, VK4GJW. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and thanks for joining us for this week's Q News. It's Sunday the 8th of June. Let's start by assuming that you're listening to the Sunday morning edition of the broadcast, in which case you still have time to do two important things. You could try a bit of Repeater DX and join us for the regular Sunday net via VK4RDD. That's on 146.750 with a negative 600 kHz offset and no access tone. Come and become one of the on-air gang. Always lots of interesting news snippets and some helpful weather reports. Starts at 10 o'clock on Sundays. Next, what could be better than a Sunday lunch? Well, maybe a Sunday lunch with the gang you just talked to. You can join us from midday today for our bi-monthly informal gathering, and this month we're at the Highfields Tavern in Highfields. We have a table reserved in the bistro area from 11:30, and we shouldn't be hard to find. If you've never come to one of the club lunches, it's safe to bring the family. We try to make it Harmonic and XYL friendly, possibly by not calling them Harmonics or XYLs when they turn up. You'll find menu details in the calendar entry on the club's website, and it's a pretty yummy collection. Of course, you might be tuning into the text or evening edition of Q News, in which case you've missed lunch. But wait, there's more. Tomorrow night, Monday the 9th of June, the monthly club tech meeting will be at the Toowoomba Library on Victoria Street in the Toowoomba CBD. Tons of parking, and take the lift to the third floor to find us in the room. This month's topic is repeaters, repeaters and repeaters. There are quite a few in the area, from the Downs to Sunshine Coast to the Gold Coast, and a bit of fill-in. The big news, they're all linked. Could be that you're listening to the broadcast on one of those repeaters right now. So how does it all work? We've coaxed Andrew, VK4QF, into coming along to explain the magic, and he's going to tell you how the network works, what the linking is thinking, and who's listening where. And Andrew will also talk about the Wison repeaters. That's the VK4RZ series that have all been, or will be, given a decent grease and oil change to bring them to tip-top condition. Perfect for when there's an actual emergency. Again, you need to know how they work now rather than when it's too late, so that you're able to help when the chips are down and the phones are out, which, as we learned from tropical whatever Alfred, doesn't take all that much. There'll be lots of other tech discussion and plenty of opportunity to ask questions. Plus, Andrew also understands the police, ambo and fireys comms, because that's his day job, and Andrew has promised to tell us a bit about how those communications networks operate too. All in all, a pretty strong meeting, and we'll kick off at 1900 tomorrow, Monday the 9th of June, at 7 o'clock. But wait, there's more. The meeting is being Zoomed, and once again, the link and all the other meeting details can be found on the website in the calendar entry for the meeting. Please join us from home if you can't make it to town. Don't forget the show and tell and member discussion segments also. Next month, we're covering how the power grid works and what it takes to control it. The date for that session is the 14th of July, and we'll let you know more details next week, but check the website now for that information. Finally, some really good news. Last week, we ran our first assessments in Yonks, and I'm pleased to say we now have two new Foundation graduates onto the airwaves. Congratulations to Bede and Felix, both from Toowoomba, who'll soon be on air with their brand new licences. Do you have an idea for a meeting or something you'd like us to do? Drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and give us a hint. Membership renewals are coming up from the end of July also, and we'll let you know this week if we think you're a member or not so that you can take the appropriate action. If you missed any of this, it's all on the website at www.ddrci.org.au. I'll see you next week. I'm John, VK4JPM. Thanks for listening from the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, we've been getting a bonus from the solar weather in the form of glorious eye candy in the south of the state. Some of the photos that I've seen from south of the border display an almost kaleidoscope of colour and movement. This is one of the benefits of the sunspot cycle, even though radio conditions have suffered the effects of radiation in the upper atmosphere. The cool fingers of winter have been reaching farther north, and the past week has reminded many of us what frost and chill winds are all about. With the bands being contrary, it's been a good time to stay indoors or gather around a fire pit and relax. No doubt for many, there is the chance to get onto projects that will advance things for being an amateur. Here is where the individuality of amateur radio gets to shine. I can virtually guarantee that no two hams will have the same equipment, interests and skills. The choice of radios can be determined by personal finances and projected use, and even when two hams make the same choices, how things work out may be entirely different. This is how clubs get to be a place of sharing, when people with special interest and knowledge can demonstrate these things in a technical presentation. The thing is whether the club members who organise these events become aware of the hidden skills waiting to blossom before an audience. How many clubs have actually attempted to gather the information, I wonder? A simple questionnaire can do two things. It can collect the details of what people wish to learn about, and it can, in another section, get the details of the special interests and projects of members. The great thing is that the range of activities that cluster under the mantle of amateur radio is very, very wide. I remember enjoying a presentation on the expedition, something that I've never been involved in, and getting a sense of the thrills that culminated in thousands of QSOs from distant locations. There are the crafts of building and design of things related to radio and electronics, and the mysteries of programming, coding. Then there are the adventurous outdoors exploits of getting contacts from parks, hilltops and lighthouses, to name a very few. Microwave operations and ATV, moon bounce and satellite operations can all be part of the mix that makes our pursuit so interesting, and chances are that someone else would like to understand what is involved and how to participate. The trick is to bring it together. Publicising these events allows visitors to join in and other groups to learn how to organise a presentation. For the guest presenter, it's an opportunity to share what is interesting and what they've been investing their time in learning and practising. How about we make it a project to get more clubs involved in holding technical presentations? You never know, it might attract more people to come through the door on meetings. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.